Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Through all this internet and all these external sources trying to control the way you think. The Bible says, as a man what? Thinketh in his heart, so is he. So Satan knows that he cannot get your eternity, your salvation. So for those that are not saved, he is controlling their mind. And for those that are saved, he's trying to control their mind. So a lot of Christians get hooked up into a lot of things, and they think they're doing God's will, but Satan is just moving them like puppeteers, and they're off in the place where God doesn't want them to. They're in bondage. You know, here's what Jesus was saying. He said, whom the Son has set free, you're free indeed. This is the Jews missed it. You know, they wanted their laws. They wanted their laws. We got to have these laws. You got to do this. You got to do this. Just like the circumcision. And you know, Paul and them was saying, hey, you don't have to be circumcised. You know, they missed it anyway. It was a circumcision of the heart anyway. They were talking about this physical circumcision. They said, hey, you got to keep our customs to get circumcised. Paul says, no, it's not of law, it's of grace. He says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So what we need to be reminded of is that we are free. We are not bound anymore. You know, the Bible say before Christ saved us from the wrath of God, we could not, we were just bound to sin. We didn't have the power not to sin. So, but when Christ came, he says, I've given you the power to become the sons of God. I don't know about you, but man, what a powerful statement that is. When God gives us the power to become the sons of God, we, at that point, we get an inheritance. We are adopted into the body of Christ. Man, I'm telling you, that's awesome. So we are invited into the body of Christ. And Jesus Christ tells us that he set us free. What I simply want to tell you today, whom the Son has set free is free indeed. Don't let society, don't let churches, don't let people get you bound up. They simply want to bind you. God has set you free. Everybody wants to do rules and regulations that you must follow and put you in a box. But God says, hey, you're free. It's liberty. It says, search out your own soul salvation. Your salvation is of Jesus Christ. And it must include the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It must include the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Because if it doesn't include the blood of Jesus Christ, there is no salvation. The only atonement for sin, I'm telling you today, is the blood of Jesus Christ. He has set you free. We've been bound by many things. A lot of people bound by sickness, mental problems, their financial problems. But it's all in your perspective, the way you think. Paul wrote most of his letters from jail. This is what's so awesome. Paul is sitting in a Roman jail and he's talking about being free. Why? Because it's not your position, your current position. Paul knew where he was at in Christ. Where do you stand in Christ? We are free. Paul know, hey, my current situation don't look good. I'm bound. I'm in these four walls. I'm stuck to a jailer. But yet he's talking about freedom. Matter of fact, many of the guys that were stuck to Paul got saved. Because he was talking about Jesus Christ, talking about this freedom. They were like wondering, how can you talk about being free and yet you're bound? Yeah. He was free from sin, not this physical stuff. There's a day in come. Some of us are so bound. We are so worried about so many things, the way we think in our mind. If you only knew.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.